Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Hallelujah. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious. Red, brown and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Praise God. Welcome to Get 'em Radio, newest member of our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, the anointed pandemic baby. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know that we know that we know that this is important to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch all of our hearts and let us know how important this is to you, the anointed pandemic babies, how important they are to you, that they will be important to us as well. Hallelujah. And that we'll listen to your voice and do what you say for us to do. We bless you, Lord God. We lift up all of these babies, the ones that are here right now and the ones that are yet to come. Cover them, Lord God, with your blood. Keep them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Train them up and teach us how to train them up in the way that they should go so that they will not depart from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for each and every one of them, Lord God, their parents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, hallelujah, aunts and uncles and cousins, hallelujah, who pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank you all for being here tonight. Bless the Lord for you. Amen. Amen. The Lord just, he's just laid some things on my heart today. I want to say we're going to be here just a little while tonight, but he has some things that he wants, and I said, Lord, okay, I'm open to all that you want to say. Well, and so really I'm just speaking from, hallelujah, I would say I'm speaking from my heart, but I'm speaking from his heart tonight. I would estimate it's been about 25 years now. When I look back through time, 25, maybe 25, close to 30 years, that I began to hear the Lord say, the babies are coming. I would be praying. If I was praying in tongues, my tongues would change to the babies are coming. If I was just listening to him in the spirit of my mind, I would hear the babies are coming. And it would be, you know, periodically I would hear him say that and just really kind of out of the blue. You know, we weren't talking about babies, but all of us, babies are coming. And then I would have dreams about children. And I recall having dreams about children. And the one that continues to stay on my heart is one where there was a whole bunch of children in an 18-wheeler. You know, the 18-wheeler truck. But it was just children all in it. And they were all fine, but they were like stuffed into this 18-wheeler. It was just overrun with children. And if you know anything about dreams, I know just a little bit about dream interpretation. And any kind of vehicle in a dream stands for ministry. So with the 18-wheeler, I mean, it could have been a car, could have been a truck, but it was an 18-wheeler. And when I think about it, I do believe I've had that dream more than one time. And before I really got to know the Lord very well, I was a teacher. I have a degree in teaching in music education, all levels, and then can teach, you know, from K through, but I wasn't really too much into that until, you know, I've gotten close to the Lord. And then while I was in New Jersey, I began to teach children's church. So that was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me to do that. So I was around, you know, more children at that time. And I saw them, you know, learn and grow and grab a hold to the word of God. And so I was just very encouraged about what God was doing in children. Also, what I began to see as we would go out and evangelize, now, some of the children were trained in children's church to evangelize, and we would go out on the street and evangelize after they went through evangelism boot camp several weeks. Then they would go out on the street and minister. And, you know, when they would minister to people, basically, we went out and we prayed for people. We just said, you know, what do you want prayer for? As soon as they opened up their mouth and prayed for people, they would start crying. The adults would start crying when the children would pray for them. So over time, I have seen some things with children. Children receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Still, while I was in New Jersey and with the evangelism outreach that we would do there, we made sure that we had a part where there were children to be that could know about Jesus that would come from the street to the outdoor evangelism event that we would have. And without fail, the children would receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So even back then, we're talking over 15 years ago, just preparing us for the children. So as I said earlier, I would hear the Lord while speaking in tongues or just sitting in his presence. And he would say, the babies are coming. Well, about 5 years ago, he started saying, the babies are here. And that was kind of a little shocker because all the time I was hearing, the babies are coming, the babies are coming. And it got to a point where I was responding back to the Lord, say, the babies are coming, and I would start praying. You know, Lord, we lift up all of these babies and Touch them right now. Make sure that they are healed and whole, Lord God, and praying over the baby that we're coming. And then when he said, the babies are here, I was like, wow, okay, the babies are here. Thank you, Lord, for the babies that are here. Hallelujah. And then, you know, as the pandemic came in 2019, I began to hear things about babies. And the Lord was still, you know, touching my heart, talking to me about the babies. And I just began to hear things about babies, babies that had been born during the pandemic and the different things that they were doing. And I told a friend of mine, and I'm going to talk about her too in a moment, she started sending me videos. So I have a bunch of videos on babies and what babies are doing these days. They're doing a lot of things these days that we don't expect them to do, or we did not originally expect babies to do, but they're doing it now. I'm going to back up for a moment, and this is what some of the videos were saying. And more than one, these babies have been here before. Look at what they're doing. They've been here before. And the Lord was saying to me, no, and you know that these babies haven't been here before. He said, I'm pouring out my spirit on all flesh. This is the end of the end times. And he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. In Jeremiah 1, in verse 5, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. And that's what the Lord is doing for these pandemic babies. He has set them apart. And, you know, we've been hearing so many videos about children, about these babies, and the things that they have been doing, that it has been absolutely awesome what they're doing. I'm going to give you a few examples, but first I want to read just a few scriptures of what the Bible says about children. I read the Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. Psalm 127 and verse 3 says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Hallelujah. So all these children that are here that were born in 2019, we may go back to 2018 a little bit, but 2019 and on, you know, these are special babies. Every baby is special. I mean, that's what the scripture says. They are a reward from him. And the word that the Lord gave to me is, a man and a woman can lay down together, but only God can make a baby. Hallelujah. So he was saying that to say there's no accident. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing. And now you might remember when Samuel was born and how his mama prayed for him, Hannah prayed for him. 1 Samuel 1:27 says, for this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted the desires of my, hallelujah. And we pray that every baby that's coming, God has granted the desires of people's heart, of women's heart, that they prayed for that baby. Now, and I'm listening to the Lord and, you know, to just say what's on his heart. But we can recall in the Bible that there were times in the Bible where babies were being killed. It didn't happen one time in the Bible. It has happened several times in the Bible. And one was around the time that Moses was born. And the babies were being killed. And but Moses made it through. And God used Moses as a deliverer. We can recall Jesus, you know, around the time Jesus was born, the babies were being killed because Herod heard from the wise men that they were looking for Jesus. And so he's like, oh, yeah, when you find him, let me know where he is. I want to worship him too. Well, the wise men knew that he wasn't right. And but he did. He killed a lot of babies. And then, you know, Jesus was born before he started killing the babies. But around that same time, our great deliverer, hallelujah. Well, we've had a lot of babies that were killed in our lifetime in the past 50 years. And I was looking up on that. Now, I had heard of millions, but the last thing I read on it said worldwide in the last 50 years, 1 billion babies, 1 billion babies were aborted. And by his spirit, I believe that this is the time that baby deliverers are coming, like the baby Moses, like the baby Jesus. And this time, as the babies are here, as the anointed pandemic babies are here, they are here preparing the way for us to get out of here. They made it through that 1 billion abortions around the world. For God's glory, his honor, and his praise. And so they're coming here knowing and doing things because time is so short. They need prayer. As Moses needed prayer, as Jesus needed prayer, these babies need prayer. Now, you might not have a baby yourself that was born during the pandemic. You may be an aunt. And for those who will listen in the future, you may be an uncle. You may be a grandmother, a grandfather, a grandparent. You may be a parent of a child. You may be a cousin. You may just know some kids down the street. Important. If you know a baby, child, it's important to pray for them. It's important. It's very important to pray for them because they are moving very fast. And their parents, some parents don't understand what's going on. Some people around them don't understand what's going on. And as I said, you know, the parents think or people think, oh, this baby's been here before. No, no. God is pouring out his spirit on them as he is pouring out his on all flesh. And they are standing out right now. And it's really, like, awesome that God would say the babies are here just around the time when Roe v. Wade was overturned. And even though some women are still having abortions because there's some states that will still allow it, but the abortion rate low dramatically during this time to give room for these babies to be here and to do the plan and the purpose that God has for them. Hallelujah. So I want to share some of the things that that I've heard about babies that have been born recently One that really stood out to me is my friend, Evangelist Samba. This is her great niece who was born, and hopefully we can have her on the broadcast. The baby, she let me know that she just had a great niece. Her niece had a baby. And so she let me know about it, and she said, you know, I'm sending you a picture. So she sent me a picture of this baby. The baby was reaching up and grabbing her mother's glasses off her face. And I wrote back to her, and I said, I thought you said she just had the baby. How old was the baby when you took this picture? She said the baby was 45 minutes old, been born. Now, all the babies I've seen in the past have not been grabbing like that. Not maybe if you put your finger in their hand, they might grab, but not to grab up, reach up themselves and have that kind of hand-eye coordination. Now, I've also seen a video of this baby who was just born. And the baby's eyes were wide open. The baby had a neck and was holding his own head up right after birth and looking around the room. Now, I said, I don't know. I was like, did y'all do some Photoshopping with that baby or what? But the baby really reminded me of, you remember E.T., the alien in E.T.? That's what the baby reminded me of, because the baby's head was up and looking around. And so these babies are doing things now that are weeks or months ahead of what we have seen in the past. Some of them are rolling over by themselves quicker, you know, than before. Some are talking and responding or making sounds and responding more than before. Hallelujah. I see Minister Rachel has pressed her number one key already. I know she can say a thing or two about her grandson, because he's doing things. When we're praying in tongues on Tuesday, he's right in there with us. He's right in there with us and responding. So I'm going to open the lines in just a moment or so. So if you have any comments, you have any questions, you want to share anything about babies, if the Lord has laid that on your heart about the anointed pandemic babies, you can press your number one key and we'll get to you. So what we want to do is to ask you all if you know anyone, if you know about any babies. We want to have some people on the broadcast, whether some parents, you know, and their child are doing some things, and we want to hear about that. And I'll be honest with you, I am walking by faith and not by sight. I don't know all that God has for right now, and he may, you know, sometimes the Lord will kind of hide something from us as we walk by faith and not by sight, because he doesn't want any so much known right now until it's time to know it. So, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So we're going to walk by faith and not by sight, and walk into all that God is doing with the pandemic baby. At the very least, I'll say, pray. We should be aware to pray over these babies. And you know, we even pray, and even I'm just going to say it, we ask for forgiveness, Lord God, for the billion babies that died over the past 50 years. We ask for forgiveness for that, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Each and every one of us, Lord, even ones of us who did not pray, did not even think to pray when all these abortions were taking place. We ask you to forgive us, Lord God. Hallelujah. And help us who are here now, that they can be used for your glory, that they'll walk in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan all the days of their life. And we thank you even right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I see some number one keys pressed. We're going to open up your line, and you can share with us. We see Minister Rachel, and then we see Pastor Catherine. Anyone else, especially if you have any pandemic babies in your life and you've seen them do some things, you know, press your number one key. Let's hear about them. Amen. So Rachel, welcome.
God bless you, God, Mom. He was saying something when you was, like, he was saying some things. He's in the room with me, little prince. He's smiling at the screen. So she grabbed that little mister. Now, let me bless him.
Okay. I thank God for him because he be wanting, like, when I'm decreeing God's word, God, yes, I got to say it in front of you. You love to hear the word of God, and it will be singing. You rock your little head, and you do your little stuff. And, oh, my dear, he really surprised me. He's not even two yet. He climbed up on my green IKEA chair and then climbed back off so very proper and did not hurt himself. And
wow.
Also, I thank God. Yeah, he moved with caution and like he knew what he was doing. I just thank God for that wisdom. And he's trying to get at his place in his bed, and he gets up on my, like, I try not to let him get, when I put him up on my bed, I'm going to say this, he gets off without getting hurt. And my bed is high up now.
Wow.
Look at him smile. I guess you can see him smile. He be saying amen.
Amen.
I heard him say amen. He was praying before. Amen. What you going to say? You going to say something tonight? He's like, he's coming up to the phone.
Okay. Okay, I don't know if
you're going to
say anything.
I know he'll be two on October 20th.
Okay.
Are you praying? Yeah, because he turned one he turned one last year. He was born in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Saying something. Lord, you know what he's
Amen.
Saying.
All right.
Amen.
It's the word.
He did a thumbs up. Oh, my goodness. He did a thumbs up. He's so happy. I can't let him grab the phone. I don't want him to hang up by mistake. So that's why I want to give him the phone.
So what are some of the other things? I know he's, when we're praying in tongues, he's right there with us.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I like the way he eats his little Gerber cheese soup. He eats them so properly. He takes these little bites, and then he observes it after he's taken a bite, and then he takes another one. I like watching him eat. It's like he has a little adventure when he's eating. Yeah, he's not very messy when he eats. He's like very proper. I love you. Right now he's standing up on my bed, and he's saying something. Oh, he's taking his hands, both of his hands. He was doing something. He's trying to climb up on me now. I know. But we love you, sweetie. I love you. Oh, that's my prince. I say he's my blessing from the Lord. Gabriel Emmanuel.
Yes,
a little blessing. I know that I have to speak life over him because his spirit truly is alive unto God. It's not over yet. You can't say bye yet.
You saying bye?
Yeah. It's not over yet. God has just started tonight. This is just the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing him with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Okay, I'm going to open the line. You go on, Minister Rachel. Okay, you must have shut it off, or either that or Gabriel hung up, one of the two. I don't know. Amen. Thank God for the babies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even now, we just join our faith together, and we lift up Gabriel to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that he is part of the Lord, and great is his peace and undisclosure. Things of the Lord right now that he's excited about as a child, as a baby, he's going to be even more excited about it as he grows up. And we thank God for that right now in Jesus' name. Okay, Minister Rachel, I see. Yeah, so we just lift him up in prayer.
Yeah, he's excited. Yeah, he's going to stay excited. This excitement is going to go on to how far God will take him throughout his life. I know I'm going to keep speaking that too, because he loves the things of God. And I need to keep the word before him.
Yeah,
and when we would sing, he liked the singing of the songs and everything.
So what would you say?
When we were singing, "Our Hope Has a Name," he liked that song.
Okay, now you know I like that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So we have to sing that. We all gonna have to keep singing that, because that's the truth. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope is in the name of the Lord. You want to sing, Gabriel? And I'm going to teach him to sing that, too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we love y'all. We thank God for all y'all prayers, because the fruit of y'all prayers is, I'm so glad that Renee just decided to have him and not listen to my the person who was supposed to be my friend. But the thing about it is that he was born on my friend's birthday.
Wow.
On her birthday, the very one that said, said, get an abortion, to my daughter. And I'm glad Renee didn't listen to her.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Yeah, amen, because you're supposed to be born. You God's blessing to us. Yes. You're a blessing. Wow, you're a strong blessing, too. You're so strong.
Amen. Strong in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. Amen. We're a count. All right. We love y'all. Say, God bless. Okay. Say, God bless. Oh, he's just smiling. It's okay.
Okay. That's good. That's close enough. Bye. I heard that.
Yes.
Bye. All right. Bye, Gabe. Okay. Amen. You want to say anything? You got any comments? You know any anointed pandemic babies? Press your number one key. Pastor Catherine. Hi, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good evening, and so good for the new service on the babies. And I just want to just kind of read a scripture here. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgetting out all of his benefit, who forgiveth all our iniquity, who heals all our disease, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed as an eagle.
Oh,
I'm going to go into what all the God was saying to me with that scripture, but that's what he had me to say today, because I believe God is healing us. Praise God. He's healing the land.
Amen.
Yes, where sin abounds, grace is that much more abound. And
yes.
And he's redeeming us from destruction, because there have been many destructions for all our children. He's crowning
yes.
us with loving kindness from these babies. He's crowning us with loving kindness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, and he's gonna satisfy us with good. These are good things that you brought up with this service here tonight. But anyway, I was also one of the things that you said tonight was that the babies, these babies are making a way. They're making a way. Oh, I can't even read my writing here. But you said they're making a way for us. They're making a way for us. Now, you can repeat what you said. I may not be saying it exactly how you said it. But I also been having that in my heart. But it has not been about babies. But it's been about the young people that's in ministry. And I think it's really kind of been resonating on my heart ever since my son came and took over the church. And there are so many young
yes.
people. I think I'm the oldest person at my church. And I think God has made a way even for those babies, because many of them made it through abortions too. And God
yes.
has made a way for them. God has made a way for them to continue the church. They may not be as we think as anointed as we think they ought to be right now. But God said, "I'm working
mm-hmm.
on it." The anointing is still there. He said, "The anointing is still there." And he said, don't despise young people when they come along, and even with these babies. Now, I have a great grandbaby. Now, I have four great grandbabies. But
okay.
Now, yes. Now there is one that. I've been kind of really observing, because I have her in children. I have that age group at Children's Church, and she's in there. Now, the other two are also with me, but I'm trying to kind of go back and see the age group that when they do certain, you know, when they do certain things, there's an
mm-hmm.
age group. But this child here, her name is Audrey. That I really noticed something about her. She is 1 year old, and I don't think she's going to be, well, she'll be two, I think, in July. And as Rachel was saying, her baby was born on her friend's birthday. This baby was born on my son's birthday. But anyway, at Children's Church, what happens with her, and not only at Children's Church, if you begin to talk about any conversation, if it's about clothing, something about clothing, you know, she might end up going and getting her clothes. If you talk about food, you know, she's ready for food. I mean, if you say, we're ready to go, she'll go and get her big book bag. I mean, not her book bag, but a bag with her Pampers and all of that in it. Also, when it's time for us, we have a video that we let the children watch with praise and worship. And she knows that when praise and worship is over with, we tell them to take their instrument, put it away. Now, she doesn't put her instrument, she doesn't put her instrument away. She let the other kids do that. But she goes into the next thing that we're going to do. Because they're supposed to go and get their mat and stand on a mat. This mat has different colors on it. She knows that that's the next thing that we're going to do in the service. And I'm going like, how does she know what we're going to do next at 1 year old?
So she's paying attention.
She's really paying attention. So,
wow.
So God bless you. God bless you. And may God do what he's going to do with this service.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know I'm trying to think of a Zoe. Now, Zoe is kind of like not quite in the pandemic baby. She just right before
Right before, yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes.
But what she was taught, because she, what is she, four now?
Yeah, she's four now, uh-huh.
So she's like kind of in the that range, sort of. But I remember that she learned like sign language.
Oh, yeah.
Before she knew how to talk.
Talk, right.
So, what was that like? She could say with sign language that she was hungry.
Well, she for milk. She had a sign for milk, and she had a sign for she had a sign for when she was hungry, and especially when she wanted milk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sign language was pretty good every time, huh?
Oh, yeah, you knew what she was talking about. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now that she can talk, she dropped that, right?
Right, she dropped that now.
Okay, but her mom taught her, her mom and dad taught her how to say that she wanted milk or how to say she was hungry?
Yeah, they knew she couldn't say the word. Yeah, they knew she, I think they taught all the kids that. They knew that she wasn't able to talk at that particular age, and so they would tell her when she wanted something, you know, how to make the sign.
Okay, and she was able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was able to do it. Yeah,
wow.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you,
all right.
Catherine, for sharing with us.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. I see you, Reverend Treva. Anyone else, if you wanted to say anything, want to make any comments, press your number one key. Opening the line for Reverend Treva. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Glory to God. And I just thank God for this inaugural service of the pandemic babies. But I want to talk about the ones just in the generation before, my nieces, well, my middle niece. And she was doing things from the time she was born, too. She would focus in. I mean, if she saw anything, a toy or anything, she would just, especially one she liked, she would focus in on that. And then I noticed as she grew, she was I remember my mom told me this story. They had gone to meet some of our relatives. She was all dressed up, and she might have been two or three at that time. And she was sitting in the back seat with her sister and brother, who were just laughing. You know, they weren't paying attention to anything, but she was quiet. But I think my mother said she had lost her way. She went the wrong way. And all of a sudden, Miss Shani said, "Nana, are we lost?" She said, "You need to get a map."
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to tell you, yes, she was two or three. And when she was, another time when her brother, right when in the AME church, they baptized babies. When her baby brother got baptized, and we had a little repast here at the house, you know, again, all of us were here. Her sister was about four. Her sister was five, because they're like two or two and a half years apart. And she was two. And she was just talking away, and I don't think her other aunt and uncle knew that she could talk that well. And then one of my cousins asked her, "How old are you?" And she said, "My mommy said I too." And then one other time, today, pray for them. Their dad passed 7 years ago today. I just got a text from my sister about that. But anyway, one other time we went out to see my sister and her family. And my sister that I live with now, she didn't come. She had to work that day. And Connie greeted us, you know, her sister greeted us. I don't know if her brother was born yet. I don't think he was born yet. So they greeted us, and then Shani asked, I had to bend down. She said, where's our Reese? She was asking for Auntie Sharice. I said, Mom, she asking about Auntie Sharice? I didn't know the child could talk. That was the first time I ever heard her say anything. And she made a complete sentence. Where's our Reese? And I said, Auntie Sharice had to work. Why come? That was her word, why come? And we used to always say, what is Shani saying? And, you know, when she went to kindergarten, I have two more stories. When she went to kindergarten, she yelled and screamed. She didn't want to be there. She said, she told my mom, I'm not going back there no more. My mom said, she don't care how much she told my sister, Surrender, I don't care how much she screams. You take her back and put her in the middle of that class. Go to tell you that girl, and she not only finished elementary, middle high school, she went all the way and got her master's in criminal justice. She works, I can't tell you. She has a high government job in criminal justice. And if you saw her, you would think she was a teenager. She just had her 27th birthday. Her sister and brother are not doing too bad either. One of them is in IT. The other one is a claim adjuster for an insurance company. And they all love the Lord with all their heart, and they have talent. They have talent, too. But that baby, I knew she was going to be something big. So keep shining in your prayers, because when I say she works high in the government, I mean high. And that's all I have to say. But
okay, what's her name, Shani?
We call her Shani.
Oh, Shani.
Uh-huh, like that's a shortened from her name. It's
okay.
Chandria, but we call her Shani. Just say Shani. Or you can call her Shawn.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we just join our faith together right now. We lift up Shani to you, Lord God. We thank
Lord.
You that your hand is up on her, wherever she is
Lord.
Right now. Hallelujah, that your hand is upon her and that she hears your voice very clearly and she follows your voice with boldness in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
In the name
wherever
of Jesus.
She is in spiritual life, that you just draw her closer to you even right now. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. I got one more thing. She has a dog that she got. A little English, and when Helen was saying royalty, that's the name of the dog, royalty. And I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't want to laugh, but I thought about Shani's dog, royalty. He's an English bulldog.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen those English bulldogs. Okay.
Yeah, he's a puppy. All right, then. Well, God bless y'all, and I thank God for this service, and I can't wait to hear the testimonies.
Yeah, me too. So thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Retriever. Amen. And I know that the Lord has us kind of focused on the pandemic babies, and I see you, Pastor Price. I'm going to open up your line in just a moment. He has us focused on the pandemic babies, but even as Reverend Treva was talking, I was thinking that there were, I remember two babies that were just really something as they were growing up. Now, both of them, one is like 18 or 19, and the other one is like around 21, I think, at this point. But one was my niece. And she could talk so much. When she turned two, she was talking. And she talked in complete sentences, and she talked like she was a teenager at the age of two. And I was, like, praying over her because I thought she was possessed with something. You really, really, because she was talking like a teenager. At the age of two, she looked at her brother, who was If he wasn't a teen, he was almost a teen. And she looked at him and she said, Andy boy, you know, and just joking with him like that and like talking to him like a teenager would talk to another teenager. And we used to call her the grown baby. And I went there, I think I spent a summer with them, and I got up from the table, I had my plate there, and she sat at my plate, and she said, Barbara, I'm eating your food and drinking your drink. And I was like, oh, devil, get out of her. You know, I didn't say it out loud, but I was just, you know, praying over her. And now, God bless her heart. Well, I'll say this. When she was little, I always wanted to hear what she was doing. What did she say? What was her famous saying that she had said? Because she was always saying something. And when she turned three, I was there. We were going to go to Chuck E. Cheese. And I said, how old are you? Your birthday is today. She said, I'm two. I said, no, well, you know what? Today is really your birthday. I'm two. And her father said, she's not going to say she's three until she goes to Chuck E. Cheese. Soon as she went to Chuck E. Cheese, she said, I'm three. These children, amen. So we called her the grown baby. And her mother always said this about her. If you say you're going to punish her all the way, You got to go all the way with her. You know, you can't say, I told you not to do that. I told you have one more time, don't do that anymore. She said, her mother said to me, if you say you're going to do something, you better go all the way and do it. Then the other child that I'm thinking about is also a girl, and she's my goddaughter, my spiritual goddaughter. She was in the playpen. So that means maybe she was 2 years old. She's in a playpen. She had a toy in her right hand, a toy in her left hand, playing with a toy with her right foot and another toy with her left foot. So she was playing with 4 toys at one time. And I said, you know what? I told her mama, I want to be her spiritual godmother because this baby going to need some prayer. This baby's doing a lot of stuff at one time. And she, right now, I think she's been out of high school. She's in college now. A woman of God. She can sing. So can my niece. They're both singers. And just a beautiful young woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. So I said all that to say this. The pandemic babies are here. The anointed pandemic babies are here. And there were forerunners before they were birthed through. Okay, here is Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Yes. What a great blessing. I was listening. I have a lot of grandbabies that were born around the pandemic, a whole lot of them. And I'm around them close. I'm watching to see what they're going to be doing. And I'm going to be asking my granddaughters about the babies that they had. I mean, you talking about a grip of them. I had had a dream, and old people used to say, if you have a dream about fish, you're going to have babies. I mean, you know, babies are coming. Well,
yes.
Well, that year, that particular year, that around that when the pandemic was going, was happening. We now have my granddaughter Star has a new baby, Shaquille, my grandson Shaquille, my granddaughter Jasmine, my granddaughter Tanisha, and I'm trying to see, who? Katima. Did I get Katima? I got Tanisha and Katima and so many of them. We have a lot of them. And already I've been watching some of them with some things that they've been doing, but I'm going to get more stories. But I, of course, you know, I'm glad you're letting this today on your first day of letting us that have thought about the babies who were born, not during the pandemic, but also that we've seen. I've seen, like with Joy, I want to talk about Joy and Amber very quickly when they were coming up and the strange kind of things sometimes that happened with both of them. I remember one time with Joy, she wasn't no more than about two and some, and we were coming to New York City. And so when we would come in at Grand Central Station, I had tracks so I could pass out a gospel track to people, and mostly who I was passing them out to, the homeless. But Joy would target the people with briefcases, white guys with briefcases. And she said, here. She said, here, take it. Here, take it. And they would take it because she was giving it. And I was over there getting people that were on the, you know, street, sleeping on the street or something like that. And she would target the ones who were had that. And I thought that that was special. Then when I can remember that she was just a little girl at the time. And we've had a couple that time when I remember with you and me with her one time when I had asked if anybody wanted to receive the Holy Spirit. And she said she did. And I said, well, I'll minister to you when you get home. We'll minister to you. And got home, and she said, but you said you was, that I was going to minister about the Holy Spirit. And she did receive him. Then there was another thing about the church. We had been traveling to church in Los Angeles, but one also in East St. Louis. And so we gave out little trophies and gifts to people that had been faithful at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And that had been faithful, you know, when we first started in the ministry there. And so Joy was maybe about three or so or something like that during that time. And we gave everybody some, and she didn't get anything. And we were on our way back home, and she's in the back seat, and we're on our way back home with Mom in the car, and we're on our way back home. She said, but I've been a faithful member too. I come all the time, too, and you didn't give me anything.
Oh.
I looked at that child. I said, my goodness. I said, how could she know this? And then there's been so many things that I would marvel at and look at her. We were in the grocery store one time, and she was in the, you know, I have her sitting in the cart. And I said, I'm buying this pain in my arm. I rebuked this pain from off my arm. And she said, it's not there. It's right there on your elbow, right there, right there. I went, my goodness. And we've seen some strange things with her. We've seen some strange things. Then, and one of the things that her and Amber did, both of them did alike, was when they would come and I would minister in places, you know, across the United States and New Jersey and New York and different places. And they would go get their little pillow. They had a little pillow. And they would just get under in the pulpit. They both did identical things. They would get in the pulpit, you know, put their pillow down, have their little pretty blanket, and go to sleep while I ministered. And that both of them did the same thing. Then one of the times I would minister, I think Amber maybe was about two, almost 3 years old, and she would get her, they had little chairs in the church, and she didn't want nobody to hold her. She didn't want nobody else to hold her. So she would sit in that little chair until I finished preaching. That was at City of Light. She would sit in that little chair until I finished preaching, would not move. Just sit there with her little hands in her lap. And then after the service was over with, she'd get up and just run around in the room. And I just looked at them. I mean, it's so many amazing things that I've seen. I know with you, Apostle, hers was what? You remember one where she told you when she had a word for you?
Oh, yeah.
Amber. Amber had a word for you. And what was the word?
you know, I remember that word. Because you said, you called me and said, well, Amber has a word for you. And Amber got on the phone and she said, Jesus in your heart, don't give up.
Hallelujah.
And that got me for a whole lot. That Jesus
Hallelujah.
In your heart, don't give up. And another thing I remember about Amber was
we were staying at a hotel, and she went to the door, and she said back, and was going out the hotel door.
She's gonna be right
back. Yeah, back. And we're like, no, get your back in here.
Back.
And then I think, I'm trying to remember, was it Joy or did they both do the same thing? But one of the things that between Joy and Amber was that we were at a meeting one time and all these people at the table, they're all sitting at a table. And that's the one where she would go from one person to another.
And then to
get back around to me.
Right. So she put, I think what happened was, I think these two guys got saved. And so it was like she wanted to go and hug them or something, but she didn't want to stay with them. And they got real blessed because she grabbed for them to hug them. But then after she finished with them, she went to the next person and grabbed for them, you know, put the both hands out, and everybody went, oh, she grabbed it for me. And so they would take her. Then she'd lean over to the next person until she made it all around the conference room, this table that was there, and made it back to her mother.
Yeah, that was a blessing. And then I think the last one I wanted to tell about Joy, I don't want to lose it. There was one more thing I wanted to tell about what Joy did. Oh, there, thank you, precious Holy Spirit. We were in New Jersey with you one time, and there was one of the first times I ever went to the restaurant. They have them all over now, but where they fix it in front of you, you know, they have them in malls now where they make cook the Chinese food in front of you. And you took us to one of your favorite Chinese restaurants. I think it was Chinese. Mm-hmm. But during that time, as we were coming ministering for the Women of Glow. It used to be called Women's of Glow. It's now Glow. And I was asked to speak for that whole week at that time. And so Joy was a little girl, and she said, well, I am going to have 5 new outfits for this time at the services this week. And I looked at her and I said, Laura, and I began to notice that when she began to speak out, I saw her face, that it would come to pass. And that particular day, we all were having dinner, and you and Joy decided to walk down to a dress shop just to look in the shop. Y'all were just walking, and it was a strip. It was like a mall, strip mall outside. And you all walked, and y'all got to a place where they had dresses on sale. And you ended up buying her 5 dresses that day. And I came back and I pondered on that. I literally pondered on that thing. I said, my goodness. And so I've learned, and I told her, I said, over the years, I can remember when she got ready to go to college. And she began to tell me, she said, I'm going to have a room, my own room. I'm going to have my own bathroom. I'm not going to be sharing the bathroom with anybody. I said to myself, dorm rooms, you got to share. I said to myself, and she was saying that. When she got to her dorm room, it was the most amazing thing. She had her own private bathroom to herself. They had a big screen television in there, her own washer and dryer that she didn't have to pay no money for. They had an Olympic-sized swimming pool and an exercise room. The kitchen, she had a full-size kitchen in her room now. In her room. I ain't talking about no baby kitchen. Full-size kitchen where you could cook and refrigerate and all that. And I still, again, when she was in college, I marveled at that. I pondered at that. I literally pondered at that. I said, Lord, everything she asked for, she got it and even more. And
amen.
That's what the thing is, when we look at our children as they're coming up, and what they're believing for. And I'm excited about, you know, what God is doing with these babies. I only have one I have one of my great grands that she was born on my birthday, and they named her her middle name after me, which was such a great blessing. And my granddaughter told me, she said, oh, Grandma, she's going to be born. And sure enough, the baby was born on my birthday. Well, I was looking at my little grandbaby, and she was licking on her mama's on their computer, and they took the tap, they took the thing of it, the video of her licking on the computer, and they asked her, "What you doing?" And she got her up and moved out the way. She's able to walk now. So then the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, "Helen, that's an Apple computer. She thinks that it wants to taste and see, was that an apple you could eat?" And sure enough, when I said it to my granddaughter, because it really looked like that was, well, that's kind of strange to see a baby licking on the outside of a computer that's closed.
Right.
But she was licking to see. So already we see her processes, the things that she's doing. So I'm going to ask them, I'm going to talk with them, or ask Jordan to talk to them and tell them. Oh, she said the ball. And then I got George showing me a video of one of my other little great-grands that she see a box, and what she wanted? She wants the food. She just see the box on the cabinet, and she pointing at it. There are so many of them this time. I just look at it. So thank you for that time. I just wanted to think about where I look at with Joy and Amber, and then to see where God is using them now, how God uses them to minister for in their own way, in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, and in the word, and I praise him for that. So I thank God for what you're doing, what God is doing to you. I thank God for what's on your heart about this, about where the pandemic babies are. And I pray that God will truly bring all the people that will be able to tell what some of the things that may seem strange to some people that God is doing through some of the children's lives. So God bless you, Apostle, and I'll go back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Your great-grand Elise, when we were at the family reunion, she kept kissing on my mask. I think somebody took a picture of it.
Glory to God.
And I was like, okay. You know, it was a blessing. It was a blessing. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God for all the ones, you know, who talked about the forerunners that came before the pandemic, things that God is doing in their lives as well. Hallelujah. So we want to keep our eyes and our ears open. It's, as I said this before, it's going to be important for us. You know, I think most of us who are here on the line right now, there's some young people that come as well, but I think most of us are grandparent age, or at least parent age, and we're not in that generation. None of us are in the pandemic baby generation, but we can pray for them, and we can pray them through. I think about when Moses was born, and they went to the midwives, the Pharaoh went to the midwives and say, you know, before they're born, just as the Israelite women are about to give birth to these babies, kill them. And so those midwives said, no, we can't do that. And they went back to the Pharaoh because he was like, well, you know you're supposed to kill those babies. I told you to kill the baby. And they said, well, you know, these women, these Israelite women, they having these babies real quick, you know, too quick for us to do that. And the Pharaoh left them alone. But the thing is that, you know, God wants us to be like wise midwives, spiritual midwives over these babies. You know, we may not talk to them personally. We may not hang out with them. Being a spiritual midwife and praying over these babies. Because I'm telling you, and I say the blood of Jesus over this, the enemy does not want them here. He has had a glimpse. The enemy can't see everything, but he's had a little glimpse of the power and authority that's going to come through these anointed pandemic babies who God has on these babies. So he has a hint He has a clue, but he really doesn't know what's going on. But he's like flailing in the air, just trying to hit whatever he can hit, pandemic babies, to our prayer list, where whomever we're praying with or we're praying by ourselves, to add them in prayer, because they are very important. And I'll tell you what, you know, what the world is saying about them, that they're developmentally slow. When they compare their development with other children their age, when they look at how they've been sheltered during the pandemic. A lot of them have not been out. A lot of them have not been in a right now is like their first time going into a grocery store and, you know, or being out and seeing other people. They have been very sheltered for the past couple of years. That's why, you know, some people are saying that they are developmentally, but the Lord is saying not so, not so. There are some things that they're very smart in. There's some things that they can do, like their dexterity is a lot more advanced. Some of them, I won't go through the whole story, some of them are able to hold and shoot guns at two. Hold point and shoot real guns, not toys, real guns. And we've seen some things in the news that have happened, you know, with a two-year-old with a gun in their hand. So we've heard of babies, and this, you know, someone from Pastor Price's program, of a baby who stuck something, a pin or stuck something into a light socket, you know, a wall socket. And, you know, thank God that no one was hurt, no one was injured, no one died from that. But, you know, it was so bad that the family had to leave the house, I think, for like a day or so while they tried to fix things so that nothing would blow up. So these babies, they're doing stuff. They need the prayer. They need the guidance. And we're here to be able to do that for them. Amen. So we need to pray for that generation that's coming up. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close. Hallelujah. If anyone feels led to pray for the baby, we're going to have one. You know, one prayer, maybe multiple people who want to pray. But for right now, let's just have one person. If these babies are like on your heart, press your number one key and so that you can pray for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Number one keys are still pressed for Pastor Price, Reverend Treva. Any of y'all want to pray?
Hello, I'll pray.
I'll pray.
Gracious Thank Lord, you. We just look at these pandemic babies, sad and all babies, but especially
yes.
The pandemic babies. And we just claim, Father, and those who are just a few years younger, older than they are. We pray for them, protect them, Lord. We bind every attack of Satan in Jesus' name that would try to continue to kill these babies. And we pray, Father, that you will continue to just raise them up, that they are taught of you, Lord. We thank you and praise you that not only are they taught of you, but great is their peace. We thank you, Father, now for using this next generation and even ones who preceded them, Father, who are still young.
Yes.
Use them
yes.
in great and mighty ways. In Jesus' name we pray and give you glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Treva.
You're welcome.
Hi. Hallelujah. So I say to you again, if you know anybody, we're going to be meeting every fourth Wednesday of the month. Amen. And so if you know somebody, tell them about it. This was the introduction. The Lord's going to give us more on this. We're walking it out one step at a time. But I know that this is important. I don't know every step of the way. I don't know how God's going to do it, where he's going to have us going with this. But I know it's going to be good. Hallelujah. I know it's going to be anointed. His hand is all over it. His eyes are all over it. Hallelujah. So I know that he's going to do something. So it may not be another night like tonight, and we will see, you know, what guests we're going to have in the future and all that. Amen. You know, what we always do on Get 'Em Radio is we say the prayer of salvation. We don't know who's going to be listening to this in the future. It could be the year 50, Lord. You're going to carry that long till 50-something? I was going to say 2055. Could be 2055. It could be the year 5000. Hey, whenever Jesus comes back, because, you know, a day is as 1,000 years, 1,000 years is as a day. So, you know, that's not that long for him. Hallelujah. So let's pray the prayer of salvation. First of all, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved. I'm born again. Heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I know that that was a short prayer, but I'm telling you, if you prayed that prayer with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. Heaven is your home. Hallelujah. You are saved. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. And we pray over you right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to do right, power to hear his word clearly, and the boldness, the power, the boldness to do what the Lord says do. Hallelujah. And then we ask you to just let your prayer language just flow out like rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. And then as you read the Bible, that he's right there with you and that he'll give you the power to understand the word of God as never before, that he'll reveal himself through his word in your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so now we want to invite you to learn and grow. If you have a Bible-believing church in your area, we invite you to attend the church. Hallelujah. We also invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. And tonight as Reverend Trevor said, the inaugural, hallelujah, the beginning of a new addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that's the Anointed Pandemic Babies. We'll be here every fourth Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And hopefully next week we're going to have a guest on with us as well. We're going to see what God does in the next month. He's moving fast, I'm telling you. Amen. Okay, so tomorrow night, glory to God, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And tomorrow night is the last Thursday in the month of January. All this month on Thursdays, we have had our prophecy month, where God is releasing a word through his prophets about 2023. And so tomorrow night, we'll have our very own Pastor Helen Price, who will be delivering that word for 2023. Glory to God. So we're looking forward to hearing that word. And also, come, show up tomorrow night, and you can get a personal prophecy through the woman of God tomorrow night. Hallelujah. And sometimes he'll give me something I'll jump into. Glory to God. Amen. So tomorrow night, the 26th of January, amen, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday, hallelujah, Sunday is the fifth Sunday of the month, and that's when we, every Sunday is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. And so we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And our guest church on this Sunday is going to be the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, where Pastor Price is the senior pastor. And then we will have Minister Joy and Minister Amber. All three of them will be bringing the word on this Sunday. It's always so good. Amen. And so join us this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into that Word as well. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And God, it's just awesome. It's so many confirmations. So many confirmations during that time. I'm trying to remember, I was talking to someone who was not with us for Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and they were saying that God had been talking to them about something, and whatever that was what the Lord was telling us during Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And I was like just hollering, you know. I was like, wow, God, look at you. So we're getting confirmations among one another, confirmations outside of the group as well. So join us. Even if you don't pray in tongues yet, come on and sit and listen. And I'm telling you, the Lord will touch you. Hallelujah. So that's on Tuesdays. Wednesday, we told you about the fourth Wednesday. Now, on the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. We call it prophetic healing. And that's with Elder Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, and myself. And that's the second Wednesday of the month. So the next time we'll have it is February the 8th, Wednesday, February the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And people are definitely getting healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Wonderful to have all of you on tonight. We had a wonderful time. I, you know, it's like I'm almost in tears here. Just thanking the Lord for you all, for you coming and listening in. And I want to encourage you also to listen and to maybe even be on the broadcast. Who are your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews? Because we want men as well, hallelujah, and who have the babies who were born at this time from 2019 and on, hallelujah. And, you know, if also if they have any forerunner babies, we'll talk to them as well. But if you know somebody, you know, most of you know how to get in touch with me. And we're going to set it up so we have a new phone number pretty soon as well that you can call in. Because I think this line is going to need, this anointed pandemic baby is going to need a line that people can actually call in. They want prayer behind the scenes. Amen. So that's it for tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you all so much. I want to give you another opportunity to say anything. If you want to talk about your, somebody that's a pandemic baby. Amen. I'm laughing at myself. Excuse me. And amen. So if you want to say anything, give you a last chance before we close out. You can press your number one key. Amen. The Lord. Well, let's call it a night. I see a phone number that I do not recognize. Thank you for coming on. Area code 443. Praise God. Good to see you here. We welcome you back. Sister Joanne, good to see you. Of course, Minister Rachel, Sister Debbie, Mary, Minister Mary, good to see you tonight. Reverend Treva, Pastor Price, and Pastor Catherine. Good to have all of you here with us tonight. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and close out. Glory to God. Amen. Lord God, we just thank you for all that you did tonight, seen and unseen. Thank you, Lord, for putting together the spiritual midwives. Hallelujah. To pray for these pandemic babies as they're being born and then as they are coming out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That all of us will be the intercessors for this new generation that the Lord has poured out his spirit upon them in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you'll put just the right words in our mouth because they're going to be doing a lot of new things, but you'll put just the words in our mouth. You'll pray through us for these children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And for all children, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we thank you, Lord, for touching each and every person tonight, hallelujah, all their households, and take care of every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, hallelujah. So we bless your name, Lord God, and we honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I keep laughing at myself. I was about to play something. I was trying to play our song as we get ready to close. I guess it's in a different spot right now. Hallelujah. thank you, Jesus. I thought I had the song and it was a drum roll. That would have been cute if I had played the drum roll. Anyway, God bless you all. Love you. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Jesus, from the middle of heaven, all the children of the world. White.